Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coggins who is chasing the ball. Muser reaches third base with a triple. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Grich reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Rich Gossage now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-1, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger is hit by the pitch. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bumbrey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Leon reaches second base with a double. May scores. Muser moves to third. It's 7-2, Orioles. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser scores. Leon scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Grant Jackson now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gritch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Al Bumbry now playing left field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Bill S.H. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Reichardt now playing center field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bumbry bunts towards the mound. O'Toole fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bellinger scores. Bumbry moves to third. Coggins moves to second. It's 9-4, Orioles. Cy Acosta now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acosta spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Acosta. Bumbry scores. Coggins moves to third. It's 10-4, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 11-4, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Leon. Davis scores. Powell scores. Grich goes all the way around to score. Robinson moves to second. 3 runs are unearned. It's 14-4, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Tony Muser. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.